going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Megan Lynch. Thanks for joining me this morning on Total Information AM here on KMOX. How far can a school go when it comes to governing what students post online? We have an interesting case to look at today with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Dow Fisher & Young. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So according to this lawsuit, a 13-year-old Missouri middle school student was suspended for sharing a photo of his weekend art project on his private Snapchat account. It was an AK-47 assault rifle made out of Dr. Pepper cans. Could you tell us a little bit more about this case?
Well, sure. This kid, he's a middle school child down in West Plains, Missouri, and he took Dr. Pepper cans. There was no actual gun involved, but he took some Dr. Pepper cans and he made them in the shape of an AK-47, and he posted it on social media. Well, what happened was that some kid saw that social media post, passed it along to mothers, and then when the child came to school, he was told that he would have to be searched before he could come into the school property, and then the kid was suspended from school for posting this, and the lawsuit's been filed. And actually, this is fascinating for a number of reasons, because it brings into play here, Megan, issues related to free speech. It also brings into play the question of how far can schools go to regulate off-campus speech. This kid didn't bring a gun to school. He didn't even bring a Dr. Pepper can looking gun to school. He kept it in his home and just took a picture. So how far can schools go regulating free speech? And that's what makes this so interesting. And this has actually already been decided by the U.S. Supreme Court back in 2021. There was a case where a cheerleader posted some, shall we say, off-color language comments about a teacher on a private chat, and then it got back to the school and she was suspended. The Supreme Court said the test has to be whether there are any actual threats and whether it is overly disruptive to school. And that's the test that's applied to whether schools can or cannot regulate off-campus speech. So that's what's going to be the focus in this particular case.
Yes, because I can imagine, like, there's kids that hunt, so they would post photos of actual guns instead of Dr. Pepper cans.
Sure. And even if you want to change the facts to for discussion purposes, if a kid posted a picture of himself with a gun and then had a caption like, "Principal, I'm coming for you," all right, that would be a different case, because then that could be perceived as an actual threat. And schools could logically take action based on that because it's an actual threat with an actual gun. But last time I checked, I don't know of anyone that's ever been hurt by Dr. Pepper cans that were arranged in the shape of a gun. And this goes to show that a lot of schools have what's called zero tolerance policies. And that's the problem with the zero tolerance policy, because you cannot make allowances. I mean, there's been some famous situations over the years where one in particular was where a kindergarten student bit his peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the shape of a a pistol and was suspended. Well, no one's going to be harmed by a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So that's where schools really have to use common sense, if we could go back to that phrase, in terms of how they attempt to regulate off-campus speech.
Let's turn to another education-related story. President Trump threatening to revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status. Talk about the legal precedent in this case. What's the standard for tax-exempt status for universities?
Well, there is a specific standard on this, Megan. It goes back to 1983. And at the time, there was Bob Jones University, which was in South Carolina. And at Bob Jones University, they had a policy where students were forbidden for interracial dating or marrying someone outside of their race. So that was a problem. And Bob Jones University lost their tax-exempt status from the IRS because they were essentially and blatantly discriminating against individuals based upon race. And so that went up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision back in 1983, upheld removing the university's tax-exempt status. Now, the argument here with Harvard is a little different. The argument is twofold. Number one, the question is Harvard or any other universities, perhaps even local, are they doing enough to protect Jewish students? And we saw a lot of that after the October 7 Hamas attack. Are they doing enough to protect Jewish students? And do DEI programs discriminate against others like Asians when it comes to the hiring of minorities? That will be the focus of this particular litigation.
That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.